We're back inside the Rockford Metro Center as the Rivermen hit the road for a four-game trip. It's time for our Coach's Conversation, brought to you by Auto Owners Insurance and Casey Jones Insurance Agency and Real Estate in Peoria. Call them at 688-0644. Brendan Burke with Drake Barahowski, Riverman assistant coach. Team gets a point out of a 3-2 overtime loss yesterday to Chicago. Kind of a back-and-forth game. Your overall thoughts on last night's game?
Well, I don't think we played as well as we wanted to, but, you know, the guys battled hard. We came back in the third, and we managed to squeeze a point out of it. So we were happy with their effort in the third, and we realized we got to be better earlier in the game.
The line of Dave Scatcher, Dave Spina, and Derek Nesbitt picked up both goals and all 6 points in that game. I'm assuming you're going to keep those guys together for the time being.
Definitely. You know, they've been playing well together. I think they complement each other really well out on the ice. They seem to find each other and have a good chemistry. So hopefully they can keep that going, and the other guys will be able to chip in as well.
Nice to see Scatcher get on the board with a goal. I know his only two goals were a long time ago.
Definitely. You know, anytime you can score after a long drought, it's fantastic. It probably feels great for him. And like I said, he's a great player. He has a lot of experience, a lot of wealth of knowledge he can dig from, so he knows how to get himself out of those things, and you know, he'll keep going from now.
And talking to Jared before yesterday's game, I know a couple parts of the game plan: one, keep the penalties down, and two, keep the big names off the board. Did both of those things. Had to be pleased with at least that part of the game plan.
Oh, definitely, you know, but we still look at improving. We look to play our game more often and a little harder, and you know, that's what we're trying to improve with now.
Got the penalty kill guy here to talk about it. What has been the key here on this homestand for you guys? Now that the homestand's over, but an impressive penalty kill total up right now.
You know, we're working hard on it. The guys, you know, they're blocking shots, they're sacrificing, they're listening to the instruction that Jared and I are giving, and you know, hopefully they'll continue to keep this thing rolling. And it's a big part of the game nowadays, special teams, and the guys who play it are taking a lot of pride in it, and the guys on the bench are cheering them on, and everybody seems to get behind it, and we seem to get some momentum off good kills.
Is it frustrating in a game like last night where you lose by one goal and there were so many loose pucks right around the net and in the crease that nobody poked home?
Definitely. Anytime you see that, it's frustrating. But, you know, we were happy with the way the guys came out in the third, and that's the way we're trying to look at it. And, you know, hopefully we can string together 60 minutes tonight and just keep it going from here.
Taking on the Rockford Ice Hawks tonight, not a whole lot of surprises left with these guys.
Oh, definitely not. We played them a whole bunch of times. We watched lots of video with them. Brooksy's in there doing the video all the time with that. And, you know, they're a competitive team. They work hard. They battle hard. So we know we have our work cut out for us tonight.
You're going to get to see an old face in Hannu Toivonen that you're very familiar with from last season.
Oh, definitely. You know, he's a great kid, a great goalie. And, you know, I'm sure he's going to rise to the challenge. And we just have to keep putting a lot of pucks at him and go crash the net.
Last night was one of the least physical games that both teams have played all season, and now you come into Rockford where no doubt there's going to be a little bit more physicality to it tonight.
I hope so. You know, our team prides ourselves on the physicality of the game. We like to initiate a lot of things, and you know, it's tough to, I guess, to do it for an 80-game schedule, but you know, that's one thing we really do pride ourselves on, and the guys go out and work on it. We try and establish it and in practice, and hopefully we can establish it early on in the game and just keep it going.
Is it tough in a game like last night where there's an emphasis on keeping the penalties down but still bringing that physical play? It's a fine line to walk.
Oh, definitely, you know, and we realize that as a coaching staff. We realize that, you know, sometimes they're going to, you know, get called on certain things. It's the stick penalties and the minor penalties like that we want to try and get away from. You know, I think any coach will tell you that a roughing penalty is a little different than a high stick or a hooking penalty. So, you know, we take that all into account when we address them, and, you know, they've responded well to it.
All right, Drake Barowski, thank you so much for your time, and good luck out there tonight.
Thank you.
Peoria kicks off the four-game road trip here in Rockford. We'll come back with the starting lineups next on 96.5 ESPN, presented by Paradise Hotel Casino.